Economy on
Drugs. Talk Radio.
Economy on Drugs. Good morning. September 27th, 2023. School committee meeting is tonight at 7 p.m. if you're a resident or located transient in Bangor, Maine, New England, United States. Starting at 7 p.m. tonight, we'll kick it off with a, if all goes according to schedule and planning, public comment by yours truly for 3 minutes. And that's it. Economy on Drugs. Oh, why am I shouting? Tone in me. And my course plan in my other hand. On the other side of the Atlantic, if I have listeners in the UK and Europe. Did you know that the sum of, we all smoke cigarettes and drink coffee, most of us. That's not true. Neither of my parents have ever smoked cigarettes. I'll start over. All of us smoke cigarettes and drink coffee. Did you know that the natural magnetic resonance of nicotine plus caffeine is nearly equal to the resonance of Narcan? What is Narcan? My imaginary student asks. Saves lives. Coffee and cigarettes save lives. Narcan is used as a way to revive dying meth and opioid users on the streets of America. They're giving it away for free in Bangor, Maine. The city ordered like $200,000 worth of Narcan from the state like 3 years ago to help save people. Coffee and cigarettes saves lives. I saw a 30-something, I'm guessing, woman by the waterfront this week, shaking, shivering in the 70-degree heat, in late September, early fall, Maine, USA, 70-degree heat, Fahrenheit, shivering, asking for a light for her cigarette, with pockmarks all over her face, abscesses. It's upsetting to me. I'm not supposed to bring my emotions into the classroom. I'm trying not to. This is not theater class. It's not drama. But it was, I'm expressing to you that it was upsetting to me because she had been doing well a few years earlier and now she's back doing meth, it appears to be, or God knows what. But she's not getting the attention and the help she needs. She's not recovering. She's shivering and asking for a cigarette and looking like, what the bleep do we know? $4. $4. I owe you four. On the 30th. Think I'm Mike Bloomberg? It's upsetting. Where's her... Is she to blame? The drug user? The economy's on drugs. Why does one have to pay for cigarettes, pay for coffee, and then get offered carte blanche, free, au gratis, pre-fee, $0, Narcan? You can have the inhaler. It's like an artificial inhaler. I saw Ness and knew another crazy, sorry, I'm not a doctor, mentally ill person that disorder or a disease inhaling Narcan like it was, like she had asthma or something. These are today's, they used to call these people crack people 40 years ago, the crack babies, crack people, crack heads. Now they get free drugs and they sit around and inhale them. It's like artificial inhalers. They don't even have asthma. And the economy is on drugs. Another drug is the web. And talk about that at speech tonight. Tonight's speech, where I present not just my voice, but my whole humanity. Humanity plus voice. It's like what they used to call drama theater. Oh, good morning. Every university website, not the university, the website looks the same. Here's our physics section. Here's our art section. Here's our theater section. Here's our people running the show. We strive to bring out the best in academic, and here's the copy. Excellent for people pursuing degrees in higher education and improving their careers. It's every website is the same, regardless of the university name. You can contact us at bursar@admissions@education@inquiries@enquiries@. The web, it's a failure in light management. The media people. The web is synonymous with the media. And the little lady asking for a light or a cigarette next to the river while she's shivering in 70-degree heat and not acting in rent from 30 years ago in New York City. It's offensive to me because these academic and business centers allow all that light mismanagement in their facilities and ecosystems and infrastructures, and they can't let a Department of Magnetism in to their curricula infrastructure. New insights and knowledge that aren't glossed over by your Prata intelligentsia into their compartmentalized web program. Been walking around Bangor on Halloween Eve, late last week of September, Halloween month Eve. It's my course plan. I've had this course plan for years. Economy on drugs. We can find a better way. We can find a better civilization than one that is dictated by drug companies. Without equity or equality, in any other company. I hate to digress to myself, but the musical Ara Cleopatra, previous musical of all time, it covers the entire spectrum of historical records, Dr. Spock. We're talking Adam and Eve. We're talking Jesus. And we're talking even hieroglyphics before Adam and Eve. All in 23 musical numbers. Or you just keep on doing the economy on drugs. This is yours. I need to find a photographer to take pictures of my hand pointing to every page on the course plan, including the service mark and trademark logo, so that others can be certified and know what they're talking about with regard to magnetism, and then publish it online like in a university space that does to represent their physical university, with my hand pointing to every page and week of the course. Here's week 3. We will discuss. Here are my nostril hairs. Here's my mascara that my intelligentsia style designer decided to put on my eyelids for my photo op because I'm the film head of this university. She told me to squint. Boy, there are some beautiful pictures in the world, aren't there? Who cares if it's the economy on drugs? Look at all these beautiful pictures. I don't know. We can do better. It doesn't have to be World War Z all the time. I didn't even see World War Z. They didn't let me. The film department has exclusionary rules, exclusionary laws, unlike the medical people. Have a nice day.